Well, you know, clearly today we got a tremendous effort on all three phases of our football team. When the Planet team is capable and as well as the Steelers have played to this point, and as talented as they are to put yourself in a position to win a game like we do, we have to play very, very well. And I'm very pleased. Across the board, you know, our backup defensive lineman, Jason Jones, and the effort that we got out of that group was less than spectacular. Just very, very pleased and proud of them. You know, coming this game without Albert Cobb was something that was some concern, but you know, all along we felt like we had guys that had opportunity to play and had made plays for us, and they really stepped up. Pleased with the run game, carry, and our protection. Just overall, I thought it was a good effort. We needed a game like this against a real good team. You know, the guys stayed focused this week, clearly, and we got it done. So can't say enough about the fans and support and everything. This is a bonus for the fans, and we're fortunate to get the first one, and we can come back here and play for them the second time. So, questions? Well, we talked all week about the importance of really picking things up and going out executing and doing the right things, not running a route short, you know, not making mistakes that we've made over the last 4 weeks. And you know, that's exactly what they did. I'm sure we had some things, we had some issues. They you know, they made some plays and they forced some of the issues. But I think this was the best game that we played this far, and the timing's good because you know, next week's going to be a little unusual, I think, for both clubs.
Can you talk about the first year again on Roethlisberger, especially being several times?
Yeah, for the most part, it was four-man pressure. You know, Jimmy did a good job mixing some things up, but we got pressure out of the four-man pass rush, and we got it from the tackles, we got it from the ants, and I thought it was a good plan. They rushed a lot today. There were quite a few attempts, and especially in the hurry-up type of environment where you get tired, and they continue to keep pressure on.
You had a couple of key fourth-down conversions. What were your thoughts going into those, and how did those affect the game?
Well, it's just clearly trying to win the game. You know, I didn't feel like field goals were going to be enough to win this game because of the potential of their offense and, of course, the way the defense is played. So when you get a chance to go for a fourth down and plus territory against a team like this, you got to make plays, and both times we did.
What was the ruling when they the first rule when picked up
the
flag, that's no challenge? What happened there?
The report I got on the field that you heard was that the ball was tipped, so there was no penalty. Well, the ball wasn't tipped, and that is reviewable, so to speak. And then when they explained it to me, they actually misspoke, and what he meant to say was that the players tripped each other up, and the ball was not tipped, and the tipped ball was not part of the equation. So the guy thinks clear. I think the call was there. It looked like they did trip each other.
The Harrison penalty right after,
what
would have said he
did? Well, it's unsportsmanlike conduct penalty when you try to simulate, when the defense tries to simulate the snap count of the offense. And apparently that's what they did. They're mimicking it or making a snap count or cadence-like comments over there, which is partially, and he was adamant about it. There's no question in his mind that that's what he heard. So that was a huge play for us.
Yeah, the reception from the Pittsburgh was
going to
come in here for
the
GIU, and
then
we got
the
best record in home field. How much did you talk to
the team to see? Yeah, that wasn't our perception. We clearly, we had a great deal of respect for Pittsburgh and like what they've done, and what they've done, you know, statistically, defensively, and all year, and the way Ben's been playing. They're a really good team, but we felt like we hadn't played our best ball yet, and we felt like we needed to play our best ball to have a chance to win. So everybody's entitled to their own opinions. We have our own.
Did you point out to them, though, that they disrespect that?
It was not an issue. We didn't play on any of those things. We just stayed focused and practiced all week like we've been doing.
In the pitch to CJ, how good
Well, he needed to make that cut. We knew we would have a one-on-one situation out there, and he was going to have two options. One was to go and pick the first down up with the speed, or put his cleats in the ground and get upfield.
You're going to rest your starters next week?
Yeah, we're going to evaluate it and look at it. You know, we're going to play a lot of people. Anybody's capable of playing is going to play. I don't know how long, something we'll decide during the week.
About the
Well, know, we had assured us ourselves at least one game, and we just felt like this was the message to the team this week. This was a momentum game for us. This was not a statement game by no means, but it was a momentum game. We needed to build momentum for the playoffs. And by playing well and winning the game, then the bonus, you know, is the second game here at home. But that was the most important thing for this team today, was to build momentum to play well against a good football team.
Can you talk about progression this year and how far it's been along?
Yeah, he's clearly done a great job week after week after week. He's a playmaker. He's a lesson on put the ball away and how to hold the ball. You know, we're not going to give that to him tomorrow. But he played well. He tackled well. And, you know, he was in position and has been playing well each week for us.
How did you with Collins
bounce back game last week? What did you say about last
week? Here, Collins bounce back game, kind of bad game last week.
That's your opinion. I thought Kerry played very well today. I thought he made the throws that he needed to make. He managed the game well. He did some things on line scrimmage, which are tough to do and recognize. He studied and prepared, and, you know, he was putting the ball where he needed to put it. He was, I guess, one defense all day.
Coach, can you talk about
the
drive there when Robert
Spurrier
fumbled it too, and how big that was?
Well, the turnovers were huge for us today. We thought that was going to be the difference in the ball game. Our ability to protect it and then potentially get it back. But that was a huge stop for us to get the fumble there. And, of course, the missed field goal at halftime was an emotional lift for us as we came in. But you need to capitalize on turnovers. You need to protect it. I think we got three touchdowns off of our turnovers today.
What happened to Kevin Wade and how worried are you
about that? We'll evaluate him. I don't really have much to report from the injury standpoint.
The elbow?
I'm sorry?
The elbow?
It's elbow, that's all I know right now, yes.
How about your team need to play a big-time game?
Well, each game was a big game for us, but to be able to play a team with the record that they had, as talented as they are, and was very important for us. I thought this team, all year, this team has done a great job putting behind them the last event. And then moving forward and focusing for the next team. And that's exactly what we did this week. It didn't take long to put the Houston game behind us. We stepped up and we got it done today. Thank you.